Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Christophe Ugereau. He's with Gartner Group, VP and analyst there, author of The Real Business of Blockchain, How Leaders Can Create Value in the New Digital Age. It's a book I encourage you to find, folks, to read. It will open your eyes about the future of digital transformation. My friends, you cannot talk about digital transformation without talking about blockchain and cryptocurrency. Christophe, thanks again for being here. He's joining us, by the way, from Macau, which is hard by to Hong Kong, which is hard by to China. Christophe, let's talk about sovereign digital currency, sovereign cryptocurrency. I prefer to use cryptocurrency because I don't want to confuse people about what they think. I think they think the money in their bank account now is digital currency because it's in the form of ones and zeros on a website. I use the term cryptocurrency because what we're talking about is a form of crypto technology. Go ahead. Comment on that.
No, I think that we tend to use the term central bank digital currencies because, to a certain extent, I mean, if you have a bank account, a current account or anything, and it's digital money to an extent, but it's not fiat. I mean, it is fiat money, but it's one managed by a commercial institution.
Right.
The idea of a central bank digital currency, which still could or not be a cryptocurrency, is to create a more direct link between the central bank and citizen.
But if you have a sovereign cryptocurrency, a sovereign digital currency, the dollar becomes a crypto dollar. How is that going to affect? Are we going to open up our bank accounts and see our money in the form of crypto, and then one account's got crypto, one account's got regular, digital dollars? What do you think? What's it going to look like?
No, I think from the discussion we have with central banks, their view is first it may not be a cryptocurrency, so it may not rely on blockchain. To be honest, the second part is for them they don't want to disrupt the monetary systems. They clearly don't want to challenge the bank's ability to lend.
Right.
So what they're looking for is what gaps do we have today in our payment system, in our monetary system, that a central bank digital currency could deal with. So a good example will be, can I create a better way to handle micro transactions, very small value transactions? And whether this could be very useful for a digital currency to support. And the other part is, it's also highly variable. So you have some banks like in Europe, like a Riks Bank in Sweden, looking at digital currency to improve and create a more direct link with the citizen. Because they think commercial banks have taken
so
too
what
much
you're talking about what you're talking about is not so much another kind of currency as it is another way of conveying the currency.
Exactly. I mean, from a customer perspective, I mean, you look at China today, they don't really see the difference. They know what they have is they move a yuan to a digital yuan, and they can use that digital yuan in kind of a new situation. But it's the same to a certain extent.
Right.
It's a one-to-one relationship. So, and it's very important because otherwise, I mean, let's go back. If you create a cryptocurrency, which, as we know, tend to be fluctuating,
right,
there's no way a central bank would be able to...
No, because it's not just a currency, it's a store of value. It's an asset.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a medium of exchange, a store of value, and unit of account. So if you keep changing, you just lose the ability to trade and to support the marketplace you mentioned earlier on.
Yeah, but China, is China's move toward a cryptocurrency putting pressure on the U.S. to do that?
Now, what the move is really a digital currency. It's not a cryptocurrency.
Okay, so it is digital. It's not crypto.
The tokenization.
Is any sovereign state focusing on cryptocurrency these days?
I can't say no. I mean, you could argue Venezuela, but right. not necessarily a good example.
But it is, so it is a digital currency they're working on, not crypto, and it's digital because of the way you, it makes it more, it makes it easier to move the money around, makes it more efficient to manage the money. Is that what digital currency does?
Yeah, and also better to control from a post bank of China. Right. It's about control of monetary flow. It's very important for them.
Right. But also, folks, maybe control us. That's another thing to worry about when you're talking about digital and cryptocurrency. Hey, Christophe, you got a website, please?
Yeah, so I think, like, feel free to go on Gartner.com and look at Gartner publication. And I'm more than happy to connect with anyone who's interested to discuss on LinkedIn as well. So feel free to touch on me on LinkedIn. I like to interact with
you. Christophe Ujiro, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.